This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the meantime, though, taking a look at some international headlines this morning, the US-China tit-for-tat tariffs have caused uncertainties and trade disruptions, in turn dampening global growth.
So Maybank Kim Eng estimates that the global economy only grew about 3% in the first half of 2019, and this is compared to about 4% in the same period last year. In ASEAN, the impact of the trade war has been mixed.
Yeah, Vietnam is the clear winner. It's benefiting from the US tariffs on China, but not from China tariffs on US, because US imports of tariffed products from Vietnam in the first half grew 30%. US total imports from Vietnam, however, in first half 2019 surged by 33% as a result. And the beneficiaries for them are the E&E and consumer products like furniture and bags.
So Maybank highlights that Malaysia is, on the other hand, benefiting from China tariffs on US goods, but import growth has slowly declined. So in the first half of 2019, China's imports of tariffed products from Malaysia gained by 8.8% compared to 20.9% in the same period in 2018, whereas Singapore and Indonesia are losing out from the trade war. So this morning, to give us a little bit more insight, we have Suhaimi Ilyas on the line, chief economist at Maybank Kim Eng. Thank you for joining us, Suhaimi. Good morning. Now, in your view, are ASEAN countries responding effectively or quickly enough to economic headwinds caused by the trade war?
Hi, good morning. ASEAN policymakers have definitely responded to mitigate trade headwinds and boost domestic demand. We have seen central banks in Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines cut interest rates since May. And we do expect some more interest rate cuts before the year is over. We are penciling in another 25 basis point cut by BNM in November and by BSP, the Philippine Central Bank, sometime next quarter. We see Bank Indonesia cutting its benchmark rate by another 50 basis point between now and November this year. And we also expect the Monetary Authority of Singapore to shift its Sing Dollar exchange rate policy stance to neutral from current modest and gradual appreciation at its monetary policy review next month. And there are rooms for more aggressive interest rate cuts by ASEAN central banks if needed, and if growth outlook deteriorated further, as nominal policy interest rates are currently between 100 to 400 basis points above inflation rate. To note also, ASEAN's policy responses are also getting fiscal, as governments make use of available fiscal spaces to stimulate domestic demand. Government unveil economic stimulus package. Philippines government spending in July actually jumped, starting after stalling in the first half of 2019. That was due to the delay in approving 2019 budget until April and the ban on government spending during the midterm election in May. Philippine government also actually proposed a higher capex outlay in the FY 2020 budget. In Indonesia, I think despite aiming to keep next year's budget deficit to GDP ratio stable at around 1.8% of GDP, the same as this year, Indonesia has set a record government spending for next year that include a record infrastructure capex, plus other incentives like higher civil service pay, regional transfers and village funds. There's no tax cuts proposed for Indonesia's 2020 budget, but there are targeted tax incentives relating to human capital development, investment and public infrastructure.
Suhaimi, specifically for Malaysia, what can be done to help us overcome this slowdown and this US trade war?
As I said, we expect further interest rate cuts by Bank Negara in November. And obviously, everybody is waiting for Budget 2020 to be outlined or tabled on 11th of October. I think for Malaysia, we have to bear in mind also fiscal stimulus already takes the form of continuation and revival of major infrastructure projects. And the rebound in federal government net development spending in the first half of this year, it jumped like 18% year-on-year compared with basically no growth in the first half of last year. As far as the upcoming budget 2020, we do expect the government to be pragmatic and come up with what I think is a growth-friendly budget by essentially going for a slightly larger budget deficit of around 3.1 to 3.2% of GDP compared with the original target of lowering next year's budget deficit to 3% of GDP.
Suhaimi, as far as this trade war is concerned, I mean, we've seen the benefits of trade diversion together with Vietnam, but some quarters are saying that a trade war will hurt the entire global economy. So how long term do you think this benefits of trade diversion can be?
I think insofar as there is an outlook of eventually there being a trade deal between US and China, then I think overall the trade diversion benefits would last to that point. The biggest concern right now is what if there is no trade deal between US and China? I think that would represent a significant economic shock and deteriorating global outlook to the extent that it does raise the risk of recession.
Thank you very much, Suhaimi. And that was Suhaimi Ilyas, Chief Economist at Maybank Kim Eng, expecting a lot of measures across the board for ASEAN countries. BNM specifically, he expects a 25 basis point cut in November. But also just wary of the fact that if there is no trade deal, then that could pose some shocks to the global economy.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.